Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, banks write off 3.19 billion Cedis' bad debt as of October this year. Also, World Bank to disburse $300 million budget support to Ghana as soon as an International Monetary Fund deal is reached next month. And on the Business Journal, we'll tell you how a price war among small businesses is driving down prices of items at the supermarkets. Details coming up. Welcome. It's 3 days to Christmas. My name is Daryl Kwa. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening on KT Radio in Koforidua. Now, banks wrote off 3.19 billion Cedis as bad debt as of October 2023. That's according to the domestic bank's income statement published by the Bank of Ghana. The provisions were in the form of loan losses, depreciation, amongst others. Here's more in this report. We'll bring you that report in a bit. Let's move on to our next story. The World Bank has indicated that it will disburse $300 million to Ghana next month to support the country's budget. This is subject to Ghana reaching a deal with bilateral creditors on debt restructuring and securing an IMF board approval on January 11 next year. Pierre Laporte is outgoing World Bank country director and has been speaking on PM Express Business Edition.
If possible, we'll try to go on or close
on the 11th of January.
On the 11th. If not, it will be soon after. But definitely before the end of course. If there is a strong enough agreement that satisfies IMF and World Bank management and board, yes, it will happen.
And so this $300 million is going to support programs in the budget,
yes,
if I get it right?
Yes.
But that's more.
It's basically cash going into your consolidated fund. And then, of course, you know, the program spending is there in line with budget that's been approved by Parliament.
There were other initiatives that was also planned coming on. One can talk about the Financial Stability Fund as well. Is that also going to come?
Yes, we are close with that. You know, there's been, again, some different issues that we had to resolve with Central Bank and Finance Ministry. We believe that by January, February, latest, it should come. Will not, unlike the budget, this will not go in government's pool of funds. It will go in a special fund that will only serve to go to finance banks' needs for capital adequacy.
Outgoing World Bank Country Director Pierre Laporte, there's a repeat of that conversation this morning at 11 on the Joy News Channel. Well, back to our earlier story about the debt incurred by banks. Banks wrote off 3.19 billion Cedis as of October 2023. That's according to the domestic bank's income statement published by the Bank of Ghana. Here's more.
The bad debt recorded in October 2023 was far lower than the 1.74 billion Cedis registered during the same period last year. According to the Bank of Ghana, asset quality risk elevated in October 2023, reflecting the pickup in the non-performing loan stock and NPL ratio during the same period. The industry's NPL ratio increased to 18.3% in October 2023 from 14% in October 2022. This is on account of a higher growth in the NPL stock and a contraction in gross loans during the same period last year. Similarly, the NPL ratio adjusted for the fully provisioned loan loss category increased from 3.9% to 6.4% during the same comparative period. The NPL stock increased by 18.8% to 13.5 billion Ghana Cedis in October 2023 from 11.3 billion Cedis in October 2022, reflecting the deterioration in domestic currency loans. The private sector accounted for the largest share of the non-performing loans of 93.8% in October 2023.
Well, turning to other news now, energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Suleiman has joined calls for parliamentary scrutiny of Goa's new partner for the Deepwater Cape 3-point oil block, which was abandoned by U.S. oil production and exploration company ExxonMobil in 2021. This follows announcement by Goa that it has found Dubai-based Planet One Group as partner for the oil block. Now, Dr. Suleiman says if the deal goes to Parliament, it will enhance transparency and accountability.
And if you look at this particular one, I think 5% has been added. Our understanding is that Ghana is going to take like 25%, players will take like 75%. So I always call for the fact that we always wish to have larger or huge stake. But in this business, if you don't invest, you don't expect to have a maximum share. So yes, I think it's pretty fair if they want to send it to Parliament. I don't have any cons with that. Of course, that will even increase transparency with respect to this deal, especially in the fact that, I mean, Ghana, there's now a huge call for transparency in that space. And I think if Parliament requires that it comes, then why not? That should be the way to go.
Energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Suleimana. Now, some energy analysts have called for strategic policies to accelerate moves to transition from fossil fuels to clean energy. According to them, the slow-paced implementation of the plan coupled with lack of funds could jeopardize the target of achieving net zero targets by 2060. Here's a report filed on the fallout from the 28th annual United Nations Climate Meeting, COP28.
The 28th annual United Nations Climate Meeting, COP28, concluded with countries agreeing to transition away from fossil fuels for the first time. Additionally, delegates agreed to launch a long-awaited fund to pay for damages from climate-driven storms and drought. Dr. Yusuf Suleimana is an energy strategist.
But it's not a matter of the statement, Isaac. It is about the how to do that. Because how do we transition slowly, or how do we transition away from fossil fuel? Why they brought the word transition is what is very interesting.
Dr. Dramani Bukhari, the project lead at Climate Innovation Center Ghana, shed light on the feasibility of Ghana's target to achieve net zero emissions by 2060.
Okay, so if you check, I would say that we are too slow, because the resources that we are supposed to be working in, we are far behind in terms of how much we get annually. At the moment, what we are bringing in is far, 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 far below.
Ghana's inability to develop green solutions could have dire financial implications.
Time will come that even if you are going outside the capital market to source funds, if your carbon footprint or if your carbon offsetting technology is not robust, you are not going to simply get the funds.
Raising $550 billion in the next 40 years to decarbonize the economy will be a daunting task. Therefore,
that report was filed by my colleague Isaac Atase Nyako. Now, some business owners are predicting a price war is likely to start in the supermarkets this Christmas. This is because there is competition amongst businesses to make smart pricing decisions to attract customers and maximize profits this season. Love FM's Mona Lisa Frimpong explores the situation in today's Business Journal.
The Christmas promotion season is fast running. Business owners like Evelyn Akotage have taken advantage of the arrival of the relatively new Black Friday sales leading to Christmas and New Year sales. Evelyn produces edibles like fruit juices, flour chips, groundnut paste, shea butter, and is looking to do whatever she can to get customers to spend.
You can't blame me for making my products very expensive, because I went for it from the retailer and she also purchased it at a higher cost.
But there are a lot of factors that influence each step of the buying cycle of consumers. Pricing and promotion are clearly important. Evelyn is compromising her price margins and product quality, but is not making profit.
Nowadays, when you go into the market, you see pineapples, bananas, that is ripe, but when you take it, you'll get a different taste altogether. So it makes people then force themselves to what? By adding other flavors and other sort of things to what? Make it sweet. And when it happens like that too, it will not last long.
However, Vida Dasa has developed a strategy. She raises the price of her low-cost beans, that is, Dawadawa Shito, during the reporting season of students into senior high school and drops it afterwards.
But then for us, our peak season, especially with the Shito, would be when the kids are going to school. So our target now is on the children that are reporting to school, especially the form ones. I think that is where we are expecting to get our Christmas sales from. And also people who have bought into the usage of Dawa Dawa.
The whole challenge is made all the more complex by external factors such as beating competition from market women. Vida believes it impacts behavior of the customer in real time and affects their sensitivity to price.
Someone doesn't understand why she can get the wadawa in the market easily, and then you come here, you've packaged it and you are selling it at a particular cost. Like, come on, if I walk to the market, I get this at this amount.
Medium and small sized brands have fewer tools at their disposal than large manufacturers to mitigate the effect of inflation and this increasing competition. Ashley Sewa Agri's confectionery brand is avoiding getting sucked in the price war. She is focusing on her core mandate as she believes consumers are making very hard choices.
You know, when you're running a business and you want to serve your customers quality, sometimes you have to do some of these trade-offs. So you check, if I'm serving 4 donuts, do I reduce to serve 3 so that I will maintain the quality? Or do I increase the price? When I increase the price, will my people be able to buy them now?
For Joy Business, Mona Lisa Frempon reporting.